This podcast is brought to you by Jay and Jack Plus. If you love all of the Jay and Jack podcasts that have ever been created, definitely check out Jay and Jack TV for shows like the Merry Man podcast, Downton Abbey podcast, the Fringe podcast, and Jay and Jack TV, where we talk about all of your favorite TV shows. It's only $2.99 a month. Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your unfriends, Jay and Jack. We're here before the holiday season. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
Yeah. No, I'm Penner, by the way, and I'm a jerk.
Listen to our Jay and Jack TV podcast. Jack has a bit of a Penner rant. Penner proportions.
I don't think it was that bad. I don't think it was
Penneracious. Just consumed the last half of this show.
Well, I had to get it off my chest. I had to get it off my chest. I've been building up. I wanted to podcast right away.
Yeah. So for those that don't subscribe to our other shows over at jayandjacktv.com, there is a lively Survivor discussion this week on Jay and Jack TV.
Yeah, I think so.
As well as Homeland, too. I mean,
Homeland was pretty good, too.
There's just some good shows this week.
SNL?
SNL, too.
Yeah, it was a good week. Oh, we didn't give our best of the week, either. Our yays and nays.
You know what? It's your fault, because you went on about Penner for 80 hours.
You know what? I'm going to give my yay.
Okay, right now?
My yay. I'll give my yay and nay.
Okay,
I don't know if I have a nay.
I don't have a nay, either. I have a yay.
Okay.
My yay is going to be the league. Really? Yeah, because I bashed it a lot, and I thought it was...
Well, Dinner with Andre. Have you seen that?
We haven't seen that, but the two before, I thought, they brought football back into it. I thought the jokes were better.
Dinner and Andre is hilarious.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it this week. It's very, very, very funny. And my nay... Can't think of one.
It's not a show I watched that I didn't like this
You know
week.
My nay is?
What?
Penner. I'm sure he's a nice guy in real life.
Uh-huh.
I just disagreed with him.
I think what you're really upset about with Penner is... On the show, his hair was thinning, and then on the reunion show, he had like a thick mane.
Yeah, what's
of hair.
The deal there, Penner? We didn't even talk about that, did we? Someone had I have no problem with people getting hair transplants.
But see, he still had a lot of hair to work with. You know, he was kind of thinning in the front region.
So you say he's like what's his name, Steve Carell?
Yeah, Steve Carell.
Who, if you look at the early scenes of The Office, has got a pretty good receding hairline, mm-hmm. and now he's got a big, thick, full head of hair. I'm not calling him out because I'd like to be a guest on the Ramblecast. So, Steve, if you're listening, no problem. I have no problem with it.
So
you shouldn't even have to hide. You shouldn't even have to hide from it. It shouldn't be a big deal. Shouldn't be an issue.
We got an email into the Ramblecast because I think last week we were talking about you wanted to get a new car,
right?
And you're debating between getting a hybrid or a real car.
Because I care about the environment.
You don't really care about the environment, but a real car.
Hey, I recycle.
It's actually fun to drive. So this is
But I'm to the point now. Right. I don't really care about fun to drive. I just want a car that gets me from A to Z.
I don't think you've ever had a car that's fun to drive.
I had an Escort GT.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
It was fun until it just started.
But it was a Ford, so.
It was such a lemon.
Mm-hmm. A lemon.
At one point I told Ford because with the stick shift. Something went wrong with the
clutch went out, or
no? It was a stick shift.
Yeah,
the shift itself was something. The handle, something. Took it back. They wanted $145. I hadn't even made a payment on the car yet. Uh-huh. I go, you know what? Just keep it. And I go, what? And I go, I'll just walk out. I go, I don't want it. I haven't made a payment yet. I go, I don't care. I go, it's supposed to be bumper to bumper warranty. They go,
yeah.
I go, and they go, it was just a bolt they had to tighten up or something. They went, yeah. I go, no, just keep it.
Yeah. So I
ended up getting it for free. Well, I should have gotten it for free anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that should be covered under warranty if it's the first month.
Well, I hadn't even made a payment on it yet,
yeah.
Other than the down payment.
Sure.
So keep it. I don't care. Sometimes I can be a penner.
You can be a penner sometimes. Maybe that's what it is. Like, you see yourself.
No, I would I would never act that way. I would on the show,
uh-huh.
But No, I'm not a poor sport.
Okay.
I can be.
You can be.
But not. No, no. I've matured. I've aged. I've gotten. You're getting wiser as you get older. Mm-hmm. You don't want to look like a jerk all the time.
So this email is.
I don't want to be Jay.
It's from Mariah. It says
Mariah Carey.
Jack, I understand your dilemma about the car. I looked into getting a hybrid for over a year ago. Year before, I decided that it was the right car.
I had my now husband, then boyfriend, saying the same thing as Jay is saying to you. I found the Prius and the Insight were affordable and had gas mileage that could not be matched by regular gas cars. I also believe my purchases are like a vote for what I would like to see more of on the market. Therefore, even though it takes a lot of resources to make the battery, I decided it was a step forward and was what I wanted to vote for. I test drove both cars. I bought a 2010 Prius over 2 years ago, and to this day, I'm very happy with my purchase. I drive like normal, passing cars and not babying the gas pedal, and I still get over 50 miles per gallon.
Hmm.
I also think it looks and feels like a luxury car.
There you go.
Worth the extra money over the Insight. Also, the Insight blew hot air of the AC when the engine was not running at stops, and I live in Tucson, so it was a deal breaker. Feel free to ask me any questions about it. Good luck, Mariah.
So another person saying go with the hybrid.
Another person going go with the hybrid. I don't have emails going the other way, but
I've talked
some more going that way.
I've talked to several people through Twitter.
Uh-huh.
They said Jay's full of crap.
Uh-huh.
Go with the hybrid.
Sure.
The gas, like I was talking to Barry.
We all know Twitter is full of tree hugging hippies, so they're not going to be on the side of fun driving cars.
Really? Is that? Well, I was talking to Barry today. He's like, what, 90?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but he's
the 90-year-old.
He has a Camry.
Camry hybrid.
Hybrid. He's had it for what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, a little while.
Says he loves it. Says nothing wrong with it.
Sure.
And he says he goes, yeah.
But he's not getting out of the car going, oh, I'm pumped about this car.
But you're still a kid. You're still you're still young. You don't have any kids. You're still young. You still think that life is going to be great. You still have that whole dream that, you know, life is going to be peaches and cream. You're still living the lie.
Sure. Okay.
I don't want to spoil anyone out there, but life just gets to the point where you get tired of life.
Okay.
All right.
This is pretty depressing for a podcast. But
well, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to keep people happy and cheery.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kidding.
It's our holiday episode.
No, seriously, but you get to the point where at one point it's like, do I need a car like that? I don't mind, like when I rent a car, I get, I get the best car I can.
Sure.
Just sometimes I get the cheap, well, whatever I can afford.
Yeah.
But I'm just past the stage where I think I need a car. Now, if I could afford a Ferrari or a nice Porsche or something like that, I'd probably get, if I did, but it'd be a car I wouldn't want to take to a mall.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to leave it where I work
because
I'd come out and it'd be gone.
Uh-huh.
You know, not saying it's not a safe area, but it's.
You should just buy my old car. It's for everything you're describing. It's perfect.
I don't want to be considered a loser when I come out of my car. I don't want people to throw things at me going, I would just feel. I'd feel dirty getting out of your car. It'd just be nothing personal.
Sure.
I'm sure you like the car.
Uh-huh.
But I saw how you kept it. I saw how you kept it clean. I'm sure there's things
crawling. It's clean.
I'm sure there's things.
The carpets are great.
I don't know. I'm sure there's things crawling around on that thing that. Come on. It was your storage unit.
Listen, it's been cleaned up and it looks nice.
Okay, whatever. But I'm to the point, but like I said, when I was your age, when I was your age, I had kids.
Exactly.
But when I was single,
you messed up. Maybe that's your problem, is you messed up.
Is that what it is? I got married and had kids too young?
Yeah.
But now
in all fairness, you had me right off the bat, like on first date. So it's like.
And that was a bad thing.
Yeah. You should have known right then and there.
I should have turned around and went, yeah, I'm out of here.
You know what? I'm sorry, Cindy, but. That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. But but you know what? I'm not a penner.
You're not a penner. That's
I'm
true.
Not a penner.
You're not a penner.
So seriously, no. I think I'm just past. But you know, if I had the money, I would get one of those cars. Leave it in the garage and then have another car to drive to work and stuff like that. But
sure.
I don't. I'm not like you. I'm not rich. I'm not working for Apple. I don't have like money that I just I don't sit there and go, hey, here's a cigar. Let me burn a $100 bill. I can't. I'm not you. I can't do that.
That's definitely my life.
Because it's Apple. Uh-huh. I see your stock. I see you guys. I see what you guys charge for a computer and an iPod and or whatever the latest new gadget is.
Sure.
I see people waiting in line for days to get something.
Uh-huh.
I'm not you. I don't work for Apple.
Okay.
So I have to watch my money.
But still, I'm saying is the Prius, you could get yourself a really nice car for the same amount of money.
But I'm looking at the gas mileage. Even though gas prices are coming down, it's like someone said there was $2.99 today.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's a bad sign for the economy because usually when the gas prices come down, it means the economy is doing bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just go what people say.
But, that's what I heard.
But because Barry said, he goes, Jesus, where you live from work, you could go 2 months without having to get gas. I said, exactly. That's what I'm looking at.
But the problem is that it's such a short amount of time, you will not charge the battery enough to really utilize that part of it. Because you got to remember, it charges the battery based on the amount of motion that you do, but you're only driving 6 minutes to work every day.
Yeah.
That's your longest commute.
Hold on a second. It took me 15 minutes to get to work today. Traffic was unbearable.
Oh, my gosh. 15
well, it just,
minutes.
All these cars. I went early this morning, so all these cars. I go, people, get out of my way.
Now, granted, I have a short commute as well, but I have to drive here, which is
well, I'm gonna,
terrible. It's like 25 minutes.
Yeah. I'm going to research it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll research it.
Yeah.
And I'll make my decision in probably 8 months.
Okay.
Not gonna be. I'm not rushing into it.
Well, send more emails if you can.
Yeah. Should Jack get a convertible so my hair can flow through the wind?
Your hair is perfect for a convertible.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have to worry about messing it up.
Exactly. Perfect situation.
Because your mom said, "Why don't you get a truck?" Because I wanted a truck, but I go, "Nah, I don't want a truck anymore." Even though it's nice to have a truck when you have to get something.
Yep.
Because that box we carried upstairs today.
Yeah.
Your mom thought she could get it in her car. There's no way.
I could probably get in the GTI.
No, but there's no way we could.
Not in the Beamer. There's no
room. There's no way. There's no way we could have gotten that car.
Yeah. What was she thinking?
Well, she said, oh, because we were looking, I said, wait, how big is the box? Do we have to get Dell's truck, which is kind of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, wait a minute. I do have some standards.
Sure, sure.
You know, sometimes I get out of Dell's truck. I'm just kidding, Dell. You know, I get out of the truck and I go, really, it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people right away. Even if they don't ask, I go up to them and say, that's not mine.
Yeah.
I'm just borrowing it because I don't
actually,
have a truck.
Actually, you have a t-shirt that says,
that's not my truck. That's not my truck. I'm just borrowing it. I'm just borrowing it. I don't work for Apple. But I do have a job. So it's not my truck.
Sure, sure. Oh, man.
I'm just teasing you. Lighten up, Francis.
So
lighten up, Francis.
But let us know what you guys think out there. We got one email. Let's get some more about the car debate.
The car debate. Hey, I did want to talk about you had us over. You and Colleen had us over for dinner on
Colleen and I did our first ever Christmas party.
Christmas party, yeah. We had a good time.
It was a good time.
There was a trivia game.
There was.
And it was TV trivia.
Uh-huh.
It was Colleen, myself, and Steven, Heather's boyfriend. Heather's my daughter.
Yep.
And it was you, Kayla, my daughter, and your mom, and...
That's it.
I thought there were seven of us there.
There was that.
Who am I forgetting?
Heather. Heather was on our team.
Oh, Heather was on your team. Yeah. Yes.
Middle child, you forget her.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a thing for life. So we're doing trivia. So the first question was for us,
mm-hmm.
and it was name the nephew on Two and a Half Men.
Yeah.
And I go, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You couldn't make this up.
No, you couldn't.
And I go, well, I don't know. Luckily, Steven...
watches the show.
Yeah, watches the show and knew the answer.
I was like, oh, we got a chance. We're going to... Because in all fairness, I think I get the more recent shows, but you have been a TV aficionado since you were like 2 years old.
So I'm a TV addict.
You have the pedigree. You have the background. You know, you can go 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and know them.
Well, I missed two, which was one I should have known. One was Who Shot JR. I went Kristen. I drew a blank on the last name.
Yeah.
Could not remember the last name. And the two people next to me, Colleen and Steven, had never watched it. They didn't know. And I go, okay, Sue Ellen's maiden name. Sue Ellen's maiden, because it was her sister. I'm like, I can't remember. And I missed that one. And the other one, I never heard of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was some show that he had hosted or something like that. Or
Yeah, that was a weird one.
I went, but I got the Today Show.
You did?
Well, I was running shows. So.
It was really fun about the other one you didn't know. You said Texaco Showcase or whatever it was, and that was the next question.
That was the next question. Well, I knew it was Milton Berle, who was a Texaco theater, star theater show. What Texaco? It was sponsored by Texaco.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, anyway, it was a lot of fun, but I like you because you got an answer. Where did Mary Tyler Moore live? Where was her... And the Mary Tyler Moore Show, where did she live?
Yeah.
You go, oh, I know this.
No, I didn't say it. I was like, oh, I know this.
No, that's not what he said. He goes, ha, ha. You like, okay, you know who you looked like? You were Penner. You're Jonathan Penner.
I was Pennering it.
You're Pennering it. You go, I know this answer. New Rochelle. And I went, final answer? Yes, final answer. Wrong. That was a Dick Van Dyke Show. You go, oh, I got my Mary Tyler.
I did, because like, I for some reason just it didn't even register that you said Mary Tyler Moore. I instantly thought Dick Van Dyke. I was like, yeah. New Rochelle. I know New Rochelle.
And we're like, all nope. And your mom was like going, I knew that answer, but you didn't wait for her to eat it. You were like the person that just jumps in and gives the answer, but doesn't wait for their team to. Because, well, be fair, Heather and Kayla were not going to get that answer, but your mom knew it. Then no one got Hop Sing.
No.
Even though I do Hop Sing all the time.
Yep.
But I kept going, come on. I reference Hop Sing all the
sure,
time.
Sure, sure.
From Bonanza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quiz definitely seemed geared towards you.
I had fun. It's useless information.
Yep.
But I am getting older, and like did not get Christian Shepherd. That was ridiculous.
There's gonna be some that you can't get. You know?
I drew a blank. I just Kristen, yeah. Kristen, Kristen. I was like Kristen. But it was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, it was my first roast I ever made.
It was good.
It was good. I definitely doing it once now. Like okay, now what I want to do different next time. So it's just it'll be a process next year.
Next, can't wait. We'll break out the trick because we did the Yankee.
Yeah, we did. We did White Elephant or Yankee Swap.
Yankee Swap, and it was fun.
That was good.
I ended up with the.
You got the best thing. I was ticked off.
I ended up with a video.
I bought
iPad.
It, but I wanted that one.
I ended up with a video iPad.
A video iPod.
iPod. I'm sorry.
But
and we watched that episode of The Office.
We did.
Remembering how good The Office used to be.
Yeah,
it's such a funny episode.
It is.
Season 2, right?
Yeah, season 2. Yeah, the holiday entertainment was Charlie Brown Christmas.
Which you can't go wrong with.
Nope. And then Elf.
Elf, yeah.
New holiday classic and Office Christmas.
People are talking about, you know, of course, I have my rant about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
sure.
Santa Claus being a racist.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, even the Charlie Brown Christmas, that's mean.
They're mean to Charlie Brown.
They're mean to Charlie, and they're always mean to Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, growing up, We didn't know. It was
that's how it was in the 60s.
It's a classic Charlie Brown Christmas. Poor kid just getting ridiculed the whole time,
yeah.
And then he gets a Christmas tree, and then they somehow magically make it look. I don't know. Where did they get the leaves for it? How'd they make the branches?
They put it together, and
I mean, just they made it. They just took off Snoopy's doghouse because he won first prize.
Yeah,
obviously because he took the time. He took the time to build, you know, make nice decorations, but. I don't know. I get the lights and stuff like that, but how'd they get the full? It looked like a Douglas fir after they were done.
It's the magic of television. Okay?
I guess
that's how Charles Schulz wanted it.
At least I didn't watch Frosty the Snowman.
There you go. See,
I didn't have to watch that.
I don't even own Frosty. Oh, maybe I do. I think
I would have left the room. I would have walked out.
Yeah, I got the Mr. Potato Head in, which I like it.
I did my photo with that.
Yeah, you did, and then. I think, you won the Carrabba's gift card.
Yes, you can't go wrong with Carrabba's.
No. Mm. Well, see, what I like about the Carrabba's gift card is either way, you can do Outback Steakhouse or Carrabba's. It's good for either or.
I would choose probably Carrabba's. Well, it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. But
exactly. It depends on the mood.
If it's colder, because they have the best, that chicken soup. Mm. Oh, chicken spicy chicken soup.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
It's a little ominous.
Who texts me?
It's just a... Verizon sent you a text message
so
on how you can get a discount.
I had someone from Ohio, some company calling me from Ohio like 85 times yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What do they want?
I call. It's like, if you want this company, it's somebody trying to sell me something. I'm not kidding. Over and over and over and over. I said, where's the part where I can delete you? I can block you.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No.
85 times.
So it's the Christmas season. Have you gotten all your Christmas shopping done?
Sure.
Do you even do the Christmas shopping?
No. And I get yelled at all the time.
Uh-huh.
You don't even go out and help me shop. You know, I used to do but it was fun when you guys were kids. Uh-huh. It was fun.
Sure.
Now it's not fun. It's just like, I don't like to shop anyway, but it was fun when you guys were kids.
Yeah.
You know, helping Santa out.
Uh-huh.
It was fun doing that. But now it's not fun.
You tell me Christmas isn't fun anymore is what you're telling me.
The shopping part.
Okay.
I mean, I still, but no. It's not as much fun when you're, you know, you don't get that excitement with the...
Sure.
It's just not.
Okay, all right.
It's like buying a car and you get older and life is terrible.
So you're telling me if I lived the life that you've led, it's like Christmas not going to be fun.
Well, Christmas is for children, I think.
Uh-huh.
For me, it's more for children and your family getting together and stuff like that. That's fun. But Christmas, like the shopping part, is never fun.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you have to go and because you know you have to help Santa,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure that Santa gets something that's easier to put together. Because I don't want Santa stressing when he gets, you know, I don't want Santa. Maybe the elves don't work right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he gets what's his name? He wants to be a dentist. Henry, is it Henry?
Yeah.
Was it Henry? No,
can't remember.
Okay, the dude that wanted to be a dentist.
Yeah.
Maybe you get that guy who doesn't want to. Herbie.
Yes, Herbie.
Herbie doesn't want to build toys. He wants to be a dentist. A dentist? Now, so maybe you want to make... that was always important to go. Well, uh-huh. No, I think Santa might struggle putting that together. Let's give Santa a little more time to put that together. Let's don't buy it now. Let's don't buy it the last minute. Let's buy it now. So uh-huh. Santa has a little more time to put that together.
Mm-hmm.
Or the elves have more time to put that together. But no, I don't go out. You go out?
Yeah, I mean, Colin and I will go out. And
well, you like to shop.
Yeah, I don't mind shopping.
Yeah, you're kind of a shopper.
I'm not like I have to go out and shop or I die, but I like looking.
You're not Russ the Canadian.
No.
Russ the Canadian loves to shop.
But I don't dislike it. There's times I enjoy it.
Okay.
It depends on what you're going for, right? That's.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm going for like Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind shopping there. Lowe's, I don't mind shopping at Lowe's.
But it's usually a good time for Colleen and I to spend some quality time together.
It just depends on what they're, if it's like dress shopping or if it's clothes shopping. I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
That's boring. It is. It's
well, it's tough. It's that time of year, you know, because I work in a mall and it's tough. It's tough.
I remember I used to work at the mall. They used to say, okay, you have to park off lot and take the bus. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I worked till like 3 a.m. and they'd still insist that you take the bus. I was a rebel. I parked in the lot. To tow me. I don't care.
Yeah. I'm noticing a trend with you. Take it. I don't care.
I parked in the back. I mean, it was like, I'm not coming out at 3 o'clock in the morning, waiting a half hour for the bus to come get me.
Yeah.
And then be driven 2 miles down the road to get to my car.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry.
I mean, UTC was tough because it wasn't, you had the space that it was in. And it wasn't really, you couldn't do much around it because there was developments all around.
Right.
It.
So I just said, no, I just parked where I just parked. Act like a customer. I said, in fact, one time the security, I said, no, I am a customer. I'm going to get some, I will buy something in this mall today. I'm mm-hmm. a customer. So if you tow me, I will have a receipt and I will sue you.
What'd he say?
Okay. So there. You got to be thinking in life.
Uh-huh,
you
got to
be
thinking. Gotta be on your toes.
Yeah. So I would say, can I have a receipt?
He went to the security. Did you know, everybody here, that you were a child star? Is that what you did?
That's what I said. Yeah. I outed the security guard.
He's like, listen. What I did when I was 15 and 21 doesn't matter now.
No.
It was obvious I did something wrong because I'm a security guard at a mall.
Well, when I first started working there, there was a security guard that had a camper.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked the night shift. You could never find him because he'd be in the camper sleeping. Found out after talking to him, he did that because he had a day job.
Really?
He just came there. He would come there, sleep, collect his paycheck, and then he would... I mean, there's a whole security. There were like 5 or 6 security guards at night at the UTC mall. This uh-huh. guy would sleep.
Well, then what good is he?
I don't know. He'd sleep, and then he'd wake up and go to his job.
Really?
He'd do that like 5 days a week.
Wow.
And he got paid to do it. He got paid to sleep.
That's a pretty
Not a bad
job.
Gig if you can get it.
No.
Paid to sleep.
See, your problem would be is you wouldn't be able to sleep.
No, I'd
so
be.
So you'd end up working.
Yeah, I can't sleep. Oh, I might as well work. I might as well do what I was paid to do. Security.
So The Hobbit is out this week. Are you going to go see it?
I will not.
No?
No. No.
Wait, did they say, was it Lord of the Rings you have to watch or was it a TV show?
It was a TV show.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because I think I said it could be Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it could. I don't think I got a vote. I could be wrong, but I don't think it got a vote. I'll have to go check, but no, I don't have to watch it. Because I think it'd be easier watching the 85 episodes of Arrested Development than watching 2 more hours of, watching 20 hours of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I see people are all excited about it. Did you go see it yet?
No, I think, we had on Friday, one of our friends were getting married, so we went to their little reception thing. Saturday we had our party, and then Friday we had apple party.
Yeah, way too many parties.
Like by the Sunday where we had it was kind of the managers get together. We were just like, okay, we're about Christmas partied out. We've had enough.
Because you guys have been doing a lot of Christmas parties.
Because Colleen had two, and then I just, it seems like there was a Christmas party every weekend, just about getting dressed up and everything. So to buy the first one with the Angus Barnes, like, oh yeah, you know, we're getting dressed up, we're gonna go drink, have
Angus,
steaks,
because Angus Barnes, Angus, like we said before, if you come to Raleigh and you like a good steak,
mm-hmm.
a good meal, good atmosphere,
good service, yeah,
go to Angus Barnes.
Yeah,
it's a must see for anybody, must visit.
It's a must stop for food,
right? Must and, stop for food. It's, I think it's a sign.
Yeah,
must stop for food.
That was great. And the next
I won't
one,
work for it,
yeah.
but I'll stop for it.
But I think the main thing is we did our party, so it was a lot of prep, you know, to get everything ready for the party. We had a great time, went to bed kind of late, went to work, and then as the next, I was like, okay. But actually, we had a great time at that party, too. So
see, when you get older, people don't want to invite you anywhere. So it's like, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Like, even when we went to our, because we went to Angus Barn, I was like, all right, I had to work. All right, I got to go home and get dressed. Okay, mm-hmm. I got to drive out there. But then once you get there, it's
yeah, you have a good
it's
time.
Just getting there. It's like
it's the getting up, and
but it was only one party I had to go to. It's the only party I had to do. I was like, okay, all right, I'll go. All right, okay. Don't you know Survivor's on tonight? That's what I was saying. I go, it's Wednesday night. So why'd you pick Survivor night?
Yeah.
So I had to be, and I had to pick my daughter up at the airport.
Well, for us, we were going to watch Survivor Wednesday night, but then, the Sandy concert was on. We watched the concert. I mean, we watched Survivor afterwards, but it was a really good concert. Did you watch that at all?
I did not.
They had Bruce Springsteen.
Heard of him.
Bon Jovi.
Heard of it. Wait, hold. Oh, you like Bon Jovi.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking Bono for a second.
Oh, no. So Bon Jovi.
I know you don't like U2.
Alicia Keys, The Who, Rolling Stones.
Really?
Paul McCartney, Eric Clapton, Roger Waters, Pink Floyd.
Wow.
Like, it was... It was an amazing, like, I wish I could have gotten tickets for it because it would have checked off like every like dream concert list right. in one show. But it was about a 6-hour show.
Wow.
And like each band like went out and did like two or three songs, like a decent set. And the only person that was just didn't really work was Kanye West had a bit in it, and I like Kanye West.
Did he start yelling at people?
No, it was just it was a bad selection of songs, and it just didn't really mix with, because I think right after him he had Billy Joel did a set, but it's just like he just had songs that you could sing along to, like he had Bon Jovi did a cool, like he started a cappella with Like a Prayer,
yeah,
and then he started getting the whole, because it was in Madison Square Garden, so then the whole Madison Square Garden started singing, oh, living on a prayer, and so it was really cool to have like the whole audience sing it back to him. Like, everyone was having singable songs.
So he really wasn't doing any work.
No.
If the audience is doing all the singing, he just sits there and goes...
But then they went to the song, that, you know, with all the band and everything. But...
That's a guy that's aged pretty well.
Yeah.
There was a thing of him when he was... he's aged pretty well.
Yeah. But The Who was good.
I love The Who.
But it was a lot of songs like, oh, yeah, I love this song.
How did the Rolling Stones sound? Because they're like 90, aren't they?
Yeah, they only did two songs. But they still sounded pretty good. I mean, it's Mick Jagger. He didn't really sing.
Was he dancing? Was he? Oh yeah, Mick Jagger moves.
He was running all over the stage.
What's that song? If I could move like, what's that song? Moving like
Moves Like Jagger.
Yeah, Moves Like Jagger. Moves Like that. I've never really been a big Rolling Stones fan, but I do appreciate the fact that give him credit for just never been a big more of a Beatles, more of Who, more.
I'm not a huge Rolling Stones fan either, but it was a good set. Like I get it. I get why people like him. And there's songs that I like by Rolling
Stones. Yeah, I agree.
But it's not like.
But I give him credit for still going out there.
Yeah.
Like we said on kind of like Paul McCartney. I mean, they don't have to.
Yeah.
But they love what they're doing. Yeah. They don't want to sit at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have any Christmas parties to go to probably.
Well, like who's Roger Daltrey? Like he's still pretty ripped. In the chest, he like took off his shirt at one point. I was like, he's like in his late 60s.
Yeah, we both kind of work out the same place. Okay. We have the same kind of workout mentality.
Uh-huh.
You know.
But no, it was a real, like, so we kind of watched just to start out and see, but and they did skits. They did, Adam Sandler did a parody of Hallelujah.
Oh, really?
But he kind of re-put in the words for, it was like, Hallelujah, Sandy, screw ya. But it's just like, so it was Paul Schaefer and him did a little bit.
So it was different than his movies. It was entertaining.
Yeah, you know, like it's just, like his songs. You know his songs. Yeah. Like,
oh, he's funny. Don't get me wrong. He's got kind of.
Yeah.
He's got kind of.
He Eddie Murphy'd himself.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but.
But and then Seth Meyers came out and they did Drunk Uncle came out, which is pretty funny. But it was a good, like, Billy Crystal kind of hosted the thing.
So this was on for 6 hours?
Yeah, 6 hours.
What was it on?
It was on a bunch of channels. We watched the Showtime version or the Showtime feed of it because there was cursing and then it cut out of the cursing. But it was...
Of course, that's important.
It went from 7:30 to 12:30, I think.
Yeah, see, I didn't get home until... Because we had to pick... We went to the thing. Then I had picked up Kayla at the airport. She was flying in from San Diego. She didn't get until after 12.
Yeah.
So by the time I got home, it was 12:45.
Mm-hmm.
So then we watched Survivor.
Yeah.
So it's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we taped this. It was really good.
I didn't want to be spoiled because I didn't want people, you know, Facebook page. I got to get on the internet the next day. I can't just go, no internet. That's the thing. When you don't want to be spoiled, the smart thing to do is stay off the internet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I stay off the internet. Mm-hmm. But now with your phone, it's hard.
It's difficult, man. It's just
your phone goes ding and you go, don't look. Don't look. Someone telling you who got kicked off Survivor. Don't look. Don't look. That'd be...
But no, that it was a good show. It's definitely a good show. Anything else happened to you this week?
They raised a lot of money, right?
Yeah, they did. A lot of money.
Nothing exciting, no.
No?
No. Still trying to figure out that one piece in that corner of the bathroom.
Yeah, I saw that over there. When we came in today, I didn't even realize I was going to be doing heavy labor today when I came in.
Well, I didn't either. I come home because I had to work this morning. I get home and your mom said, I think because we were at a little, it's a TV stand.
Uh-huh.
But it also has a little electric fireplace in it.
Yeah.
So for upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I come home, I go. Home.
Is it real fire or is it like a fake fire?
It's a fake fire. It's just like, it's like an electric thing. It goes,
uh-huh.
Probably, it's just like, you know, a little space heater in the thing. Real fire.
You think it's going to be real fire? Maybe like a little gas fire. I don't know. No. I don't know how these things work, okay? I don't need a fire. I'm not old. I'm not, my skin's thin, so the cold gets into it.
It does get cold, but so I'm also a menopause.
And also, I have a real fireplace in my apartment, so.
See, we don't.
Yeah.
We have the gas fireplace.
It just smells.
Hate it. Hate the gas fireplace. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
I'm with you.
Well, it heats upstairs. I mean, and downstairs, you're still freezing because you have to open up windows because of the gas smell. So it's like still 30 degrees downstairs, but it's 150 upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like to sleep in the heat like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got issues.
Sure, sure. We all do.
Well, you do. Yeah. No, but picking that thing up was like, I got it in the house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'll just wait for Jay to get here. He's been working out. What'd I ask you? Been working out?
Yeah.
He said, no, I haven't been working out.
I was like, why?
I've been going to parties and watching Sandy Relief Effort on Showtime because there's cussing and everything like that.
Well, that was an odd question. I was like, no.
It's a question old people ask. Younger people to kind of break the ice. Hey, I'm gonna need some help getting this up.
Yeah, I guess I didn't give you the answer you wanted. I guess
no. I was like, well, that's not the answer I wanted to hear.
You wanted to hear. Yeah, I was like, oh great, help me lift this thing up.
I said, okay, well, you're gonna be doing heavy lifting now. It was heavy, and we both got up there. We're like, whew.
Yeah.
They go, you all right?
Because I had to hold the back end, so I had the toughest job. I was basically holding it up.
Yeah, but I had to pull it up.
Sure.
So, but the stairs, like. And there was nowhere to grip it.
No, that was tough.
The stupid cardboard things.
Oh, yeah, it's like one little handle.
But it ripped. It
cuts your hand in half.
Well, mine ripped.
Oh, it did. So I didn't even use it. I was just like, I'm going to go from the bottom.
Well, you couldn't lift up your end, so I said, okay, hold on a second. So I had mine lifted up, so I put my foot, rested on my foot, but then I couldn't get the other. It was Three Stooges. There's only two of us trying to pick that thing up. It was a joke. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. I don't know.
You ready for some weird news?
I'm always ready for weird news.
All right, here
we go. We didn't get it last week, so
we didn't.
I'm disappointed.
Well, here we go, some weird news.
Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks. Movie picks.
All right, it's weird news. I will pick out
three
weird news stories.
Oot.
Titles and say only the titles, and Jack will have to pick the news story that we
pick out oot
that we read. All right, are you ready?
No.
First one up: single pothole damaged 25 cars in one day. That stinks.
All right, so there's a big pothole, and 25 people are stupid enough to keep driving over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
This one's titled "Don't Steal a Car on Your Way Out of Jail." And last but not least, couple botched buttocks enhancing procedure.
What?
All right. Couple botched buttocks enhancing procedure.
I think we got it. I think we have our winner.
Here's a quick one. This is just more of, I think, a did you know the belly button contains 67 species of bacteria? Belly buttons.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
So when I go like this and go like this, it's bad.
That weird taste like is this? For a reason.
Why? Right. Hey, wait, hold on a second. I just got ripped off. That was only 66.
It's like it's like Dr. Pepper's 23 different flavors.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. I know what you're talking about. I get it. It's pretty funny.
Okay, a husband and wife were arrested on charges related to practicing medicine without a license after a botched buttocks-enhancing procedure on a female patient.
All right, who goes to just some... Was it on Craigslist?
I don't know. Pedro and Samela were arrested Tuesday at their home. They said they found a large amount of medical equipment, supplies, and medicines indicative of an illegal medical practice. We had received a complaint from a victim who said she had received medical treatment at this location, said the procedure was botched, and she had to go to Colombia and get a surgeon to repair it.
Would she have like two cracks instead of one? I'm just asking. Did they put an extra crack in there? I don't know.
It's broke.
It's broke.
There's a crack in there.
I'm sorry. We thought you said two cracks. I'm sorry.
Police said the couple does not have a medical license but was offering butt enhancement procedures at their home. Detectives claimed that Samela... Samela had the substance bottled in Colombia as a massage wax and sipped to her. Three victims have come forward, but said they believe that many more are out there. Wow. No one answered the door Thursday at the couple's residence. Neighbors said they were shocked to learn what allegedly happened inside this home.
Are police like going around to investigate, following people and from behind and going, uh-oh, they're a victim. These
they
people are a victim.
Been very quiet, very nice people. I had no idea nothing was happening in that house.
Could you put on some spandex, please, so I can actually see what
the
problem
God.
Is?
The story comes on the heels of unrelated arrest of O'Neill Morrison, a transgender woman who was accused of injecting toxic concoctions, which included Fix-A-Flat into people, causing at least one death.
What?
Wow. In the Halea case, police said they found an entire makeshift clinic inside the home that was stocked with syringes, medical equipment, and over 200 blank prescriptions.
I wonder if I could go, if I could just put an ad on Craigslist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't you do some like
research?
Like going into somebody's house. I mean, you got to think
if someone's doing something on me, a procedure on me, I'm gonna do an investigation. Like someone said, hey, I have a treatment for hair. I can make your hair grow back, but you have to do it at my house.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say, you know what? Let me check you out first. Okay, yeah, that's a good deal. But let me get some references. Let me find out first.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess people are desperate and it's probably cheap. You know, it's probably the price thing.
Yeah.
And people don't care.
But at that point, it's just like, okay, well, then it's not worth it. Save your butt surgery. Yeah. Save your money until you can actually afford to have it done right.
Right, because butt surgery is important. You want your butt to look right, right?
I guess. All right, let's go into the verses.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Here we go. All right, it is versus time, and we did something different this time.
We kept it a secret. I think we should do it again this time.
I think we should. My wife was not happy that it went. I was like, but you can tell me. I was like, nope, I'm not telling you.
Wow. And she was trying to pressure you to get it
she
out
She was
of
trying
you?
To pressure me, and I stood firm.
I think that's wrong. I don't think people should pressure you on who you picked on. It's like voting. It's like voting.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to tell people who I voted
exactly.
for. Like if I walked out and there was like those people who do the... polling and said, you know, who'd you vote? I would say, none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Go away.
Yeah.
I'm parking my car wherever I want.
So, the versus was, if you could recreate a popular pop culture scene, which one would you want to do? And the two that we chose was Abbey Road
and Rocky Steps running in front of the
Philadelphia Art Museum.
Which I don't think it's there anymore. I think it's I think they've taken it.
The statue down?
I think the statue's
down.
The
statue's still up there, but the steps are there.
I heard the statue's gone.
They put it up. They take it. It's back and forth.
Is it back and forth?
But the steps are still there. In the first movie, the statue wasn't there. He just ran up the steps.
Oh, I know that. It wasn't until Rocky III where, you know, Mr. T was like, you got a big mouth. You know, I don't know. So, you know, anyway. You want a real man?
Rocky, why are they doing that to me?
So anyway, Abbey Road wasn't even close. 46 to 18.
46 to 18.
Now, hold on a second. CJ said, I don't know who picked what, but it seems pretty obvious, right? One guy is hugely into music, the other guy into sports. Now, the only reason... No, I'll say you picked Abbey Road.
I did.
Now, if I would have had first choice, I would have picked Abbey Road.
Sure.
So I get what he's saying.
Uh huh.
But I would have picked Abbey Road just because it's the Beatles.
Sure.
I mean, I like Rocky.
Meet CJ. Thank you for trying to come up with a theory. We appreciate that.
But if mainly it was just who got to pick first.
So I'm still up by three.
But I see what he's saying. But you're into sports.
Yeah, I like sports.
You like sports.
Yeah. So I think our discussion a little bit earlier has led me to come up with this versus that I think will be pretty good. Because I won again.
I won again.
The Rolling Stones versus the Beatles.
Okay. And we're not going to say who we picked?
No.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I got one even better. Ooh, this is even better. Paul McCartney versus John Lennon.
Whoa. All right. Hold on. Now I got to think about it. We got to pause for a second. Now I got to think about it.
Well, we're not going to say it anyway on air. So, I mean, this is... We can think about it even after this, but...
Wow.
So, Paul McCartney versus
Can I think
John
about it after the voting goes?
No, we have to decide before.
So, it's who was more important to the Beatles?
No, just who's better.
Who's better. Bless you.
They both wrote fantastic songs.
Wow. That's a tough one. That's probably... I'm going to say it right now. Maybe might be the toughest one since... Oriole versus double stuffed. No, I'm serious. I'm joking. But that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
Without either one, the Beatles would not have had success without either one.
Exactly.
They just wouldn't.
You couldn't pin the success on just one of them, too.
No, I know. It's just like they were amazing because they were both so talented.
Yeah.
And not to take anything from George Harrison and Ringo. Yeah. They're talented also. But yeah. Without them,
yeah.
There is no Beatles without...
Yeah.
Without Paul McCartney, they would have had successful careers, and they did.
They did
outside, but they would not have been success. They would not have been this mega.
Yeah,
the Beatles would not have been this mega group.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best band of all time.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a tough one.
So there you go.
Because I'm telling you right now, Beatles would have crushed Rolling Stones.
Probably.
And I would have taken the Beatles.
This makes it a little more even and a little more of a not knowing which side we're on.
I don't even know which side to go. I don't even know what side to pick.
Yeah.
Do I have to choose?
You have to choose.
Because I would pick both. Seriously, I would pick both.
Well, you will not know at home until we reveal it on the next Ramblecast. But yes, it'll be Lennon versus McCartney.
Wow. That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Tough one.
And that'll make for a fun debate. I wish I could debate it. But I be honest with you, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to pick either one.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to get in there and say, because I couldn't.
You couldn't bash one.
I couldn't bash one and, and pick the other. I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There you go. That's our holiday versus.
It basically goes, you know, talent-wise, it goes, it's Paul McCartney and
Lennon,
and then I'm right there. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Penner.
I was trying to do my best Penner impression. You know, I bet you Penner would say he was better than both Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Maybe, if we ask him.
I think
he's honest with himself.
Well, if he's honest, he would probably say, why are you even asking me that question? Next question.
So, go ahead and hop on facebook.com/group/JandJack group and put out your vote for John Lennon versus Paul McCartney. And you will not know who Jack or I pick.
Wow.
There you go.
That's tough.
So let's go into the five.
Well, we have a call, don't we?
Oh, we do have a call. Why don't we do the call?
Let's do the call.
Hey, guys. This is Stan from Canada. Merry Christmas to you guys. I thought I'd surprise my family this year with a trip to Disney World in Florida in early March, just before March break. And I thought I'd call you guys for some advice since you guys were such Disney experts from the sounds of things. So what kind of advice do you have for people that are going to Disney for the first time, heading up there for March 7th? I know it's a busy time of year. Never been there before. Looking for any tips and tricks for Disney and like to hear what you guys had to offer. Thanks, guys.
All right, well, thank you for that call.
So you're talking Disney World?
Disney World is where they're going.
Yeah, not as much an expert on Disney World as Disneyland, I would think, because
we've done both
right.
Multiple times. I mean, obviously, Disneyland is we've done a lot more than Disney World. But I think with Disney World, it's more of a resort.
Yeah.
So it's more of a place you want to take your time.
Pace yourself.
Because
you're going to do a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking, but Hopefully you got a week. Hopefully you got a few days.
He said March, though, and I think the weather in February is a lot better than...
than, like, middle of the summer.
Where it gets sticky and hot in Florida.
So I think the key is, and I don't know the age of your kids that are going, too. That could play a part in it as well. But there's the new Fantasyland that's open up now.
Is it open now?
Yeah, it's open at Disney World. So that's going to be really cool. A lot of new rides, a lot of new experiences. They're changing the look of the Fantasyland at Disney World to be more in line with the Disneyland, where it's more of like a German folk village as opposed to the kind of a country fair kind of thing that's going on at Disney World. So it's I mean, really, the big difference between Disneyland and Disney World is Disneyland's, it's all kind of compacted into two parks, where this is spread out over four parks. So giving yourself time to really enjoy each park, take your time. Disney, the Magic Kingdom is going to be more for the kids. I think Epcot's going to be more for the adults.
Right. There's stuff for kids to do at Epcot, but it's more of an adult type thing. I mean, there's beer.
Well, you can go into the different, you know,
countries
and experience all the different booze they have.
Yeah. Not that that's important.
But I think the key is go there, but take your time, relax, enjoy.
Do the fast pass are the key.
If
there's a ride you really want to go on, get a fast pass for it, then go do something else, and come back for your fast pass. Now, fast pass is, just look it up on, just Google.
It'll be on the maps and everything.
On the map,
like,
and it is the key to your Disney experience.
Yeah, because
to avoid the lines.
Exactly, and it'll really help with the lines, and the key is you want to really kind of pick out what rides are the ones that you really want to do.
Right.
And before you even go there, knowing which ones that you want to get a fast pass for, and
because,
in what order.
Because if you have kids, depending, again, how young they are.
Yeah.
You know, if kids get a little antsy, if they're waiting in line too long, if it's something they really want to do, fast pass, you're in there like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. And so, you know, Magic Kingdom, you have Space Mountain is a big one. Splash Mountain is a big one. I'm trying to think, what else are the...
At Disney,
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. Well, they don't have Indiana Jones, do they?
Mm-mm.
Well, they have something else, though. The Jungle Cruise is fun.
Jungle Cruise. You get a fast pass for that.
But it's not. I don't know if it's necessary to get a fast pass for Jungle Cruise. It's a fun ride for kids and adults.
Yeah.
The Utopia is fun for kids. Kids like that.
Yeah.
I would do the... I would also do... I don't know how you like the meal ticket. We got meal passes.
Uh-huh.
It was a card that had so many meals on it.
Yep.
I thought that worked out pretty well.
It did.
You could eat several places. You also get snacks. You get drinks because... Especially when it's hot, you need lots of water and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, Jay, the key, I think, to Disney World is pacing yourself. Where Disneyland's more of, it's so condensed, you can just go from ride to ride to
ride.
More
of a sprint than a marathon.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Disney World, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pace yourself. And then and you want to stay, especially if your kids are younger, you want to experience it at night where they have the electric light parade.
Oh, yeah. Main Street Parade.
And they have the thing.
The fireworks show is fantastic.
And the thing what they do at the castle.
Yeah. So that's about 15 minutes before the fireworks show.
What do they call that? Dreams or?
No, the fireworks show is called Wishes, but the castle part, I can't remember what it's called, but basically they project this thing on the castle. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I thought, I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Afterward, I was like, okay, I'm glad I waited and got to watch it. And the fireworks, and they have Tinkerbell comes flying across. It was, I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But pacing yourself is the key to Disney World.
Yeah. And especially, it's going to depend on the age of the kids, too. If they're really young, you're going to have to really pace yourself.
Right.
They're going to get cranky if it's hot and stuff like that. So,
and I don't know. We the first year, we didn't rent a car. Second time, we did rent a car. I enjoyed it a lot more renting the car.
Yeah. There's a lot of waiting around for buses.
You don't have to.
I don't know if you listened to earlier in the show, but Jack hates waiting around for buses.
I don't like waiting around. Well, it just you're tired, you want to go home, especially when you got young kids. You can do the bus. We did the bus first time. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But I said, okay, the only thing like I said, my biggest demand last time was I want to rent a car. I want to be, if I'm tired, I want to go, let's go home.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's so close by.
Yeah.
I think with the longest drive was 20 minutes?
Something like that,
Something like that, which wasn't bad. But if you're waiting for the bus, it's about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, if you can swing the car, rent the car.
Yeah.
Just because the kids are going to be, it's the whole thing is keeping people... When you're on a trip, I think when anyone has young kids, you're on a trip, key is keeping the kids fresh and happy.
Yeah, yep.
And making sure they get naps and stuff like that, because if not, it kind of ruins it for everybody.
Yeah, when we were younger, we would take naps in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
He is rest.
The hotel was only 5 minutes away. Yeah. Just, we stayed at the Embassy Suites or something
Embassy
like that.
Embassy Suites, and before we did like the Hilton Suites.
Right. So we what we do is we get there early in the morning, and we go to like 1 o'clock, come home, we either go swimming or you take a nap, and then we go back at 6 o'clock and finish it out.
Yeah.
And we also check the times because some of the parks close early. Yeah. All the parks close at a different time.
Yep.
And that's confusing. So like one day they'll close like a, and a lot. If you're saving yourself for a ride, maybe you know one of the rides on at a different park. Be careful because sometimes they close the rides. They'll close a bigger ride because there's not enough help. So you got to be careful with that too.
Also, if you're doing the fireworks show, it will be a cluster cluck afterwards.
It's like 15,000 people or 15 million people going in 15 million directions.
Yeah,
and people aren't polite.
No.
If you have a stroller, it can be used as a weapon. I was hit several times with a stroller. Maybe you can put like knives on the end, like little tiny knives and get through. No, seriously, strollers have become a weapon.
They have.
People don't care. I had one person pushing into the back of me. I go, I can't go anywhere. I can't move. But they didn't care. They kept pushing on the back of my leg. But I had a great time. It's fun. But that part is... I think if I had young kids, I would have been freaking out.
Yeah, yeah, because it's if you're claustrophobic, it's not a
it's a nightmare. But it is a blast to go to, especially with kids, because when you see your kids light up and they get all excited when they see they have the Disney World where they can get like an early signing with the characters, you can get their autographs and stuff like that. Did they have that?
Yeah,
Disney World?
They do a lot of that. Yeah. For the younger kids, that's more important. For us, it's like, whatever.
Well, Jay, you enjoyed doing it. Am I right?
Sure.
Anyway, but that's about the best advice I can get. Mm-hmm. Do your research before you go.
All right. Yes, absolutely do the research. Are you ready for the five? Is it my turn to give you the questions?
It's your turn to give me the questions.
All right. I got some good ones.
I did it last time.
Here we go. The five. Questions for Jack. The five. The five questions for Jack. What will he say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five questions for Jack.
Is there something going on? If you've gone on Facebook today, almost everyone is sick. Talking about how they got the fever. Is something going on?
It's that time of year where just...
I've been really pumping on the vitamin C, vitamin D, so hopefully I can pass it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a flu shot?
Me?
Yeah.
I did it once last year. It worked.
I've never had the flu shot. Never taken it. Maybe I should get one.
All right, so this five will be related to the Lennon-McCartney songwriting duo.
Wow.
So, the collaboration lasted between this year and this year.
Huh? What?
Between this year and this year, the partnership published approximately this many songs.
This year and this year?
Yeah.
Year? I thought you were talking this year. I was going to say, there's no way they did it this year. Okay, so what?
Between this year and this year, the partnership published approximately this
many. Oh, from when they started to when they ended.
Yep.
Got it. Okay, so they started, 61? 62? I'll say 62 to 70.
Close, 62 to 69. How many songs did they, approximately how many songs are they jointly credited for? Oh my God, it's 180.
Wow, really?
Are you serious?
I was just guessing.
Wow. Good job. I wouldn't have thought that you would have gotten that.
Wow, not a bad guess.
In a million
years. I was trying to think of how many albums they had and how many songs per album.
So, Lennon McCartney.
I should get like five just for that. Just for getting 180.
That's pretty darn good. Lennon McCartney compositions have been the subject of numerous cover versions. Which song has the Guinness Book of World Records being recorded by the most artists than any other song? More artists than any other song?
Revolution. Trying to think of different because they're always bad when someone else sings them. Not always bad. I shouldn't say always bad. Revolution?
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is wrong. It is Yesterday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. The Lennon-McCartney songwriting duo is officially dissolved at this resort at Walt Disney World,
really?
Florida.
Really? This resort, Walt Disney World. Huh. Magic Kingdom.
No, I mean, like an actual resort, like a hotel.
Oh, a hotel.
Yeah, like which one?
What's that one with the, looks like Del Coronado. It starts with an F, right? Your mom always wants to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
That's wrong. It's the Polynesian.
Really?
It's one of the older ones. It's
yeah, I know what you're
talking about. Hawaiian-y looking
one. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Makes sense.
The Polynesian-looking one.
You know, the Hawaiian-looking one. Hey, I got 180. And I was close on the year, 62.
Can you name the first Lennon-McCartney song collaboration that was not recorded by the Beatles that topped the charts?
Was never recorded by the Beatles? Mm-mm. It topped the charts. Could have been recorded by either one of them?
No, it's another British band. I'll give you that hint. Can you name the band and the song?
The Turtles. No?
And this song was also recorded by the Beatles, but later.
I don't know. Turtles and, I don't know, Mrs. Jones. You've got a lovely doctor.
It is actually the Rolling Stones' I Want to Be Your Man.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Chopped UK charts at number 12 in 1963.
I didn't know.
Beatles that. Version was released later.
Why did they why did they give it to the just starting out? So they
maybe?
Hmm.
Possibly.
That's amazing. Didn't know that.
Let's see. Name the first song that was reversed of McCartney-Lennon instead of Lennon-McCartney.
Oh, God. Help.
Actually, Please Please Me.
Ah, okay. Those are some tough questions.
It is. Relates to the verses for this week. Again, you will find out.
I still can't decide. Actually, we already decided.
All right, so that's it for this week's Ramblecast. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego.
Are we doing one next week?
We'll see where we're at.
We can do one Christmas Eve while your mom's cooking our nice lasagna meal.
As long as it's not a long one, because remember last time we did that long one.
Oh, she got mad, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Anyway, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.